Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Jawanza for Life. It's a beautiful day in Richmond, Virginia. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are, and I certainly thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend the next hour or so with me and my guests. So, in case you don't know who my special guest is today, let me tell you about him. Sanu Perra has been studying astrology and spiritual science under the tutelage of Ra'un Nefer Amen for over 20 years, and has earned the credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer, as certified by Dr. Amen. Sanu Perra Kepperank has taught Bazi seminars and workshops throughout the United States and conducts Bazi consultations all over the world. He has developed courses and trained content for the Tawi Network in the effort to introduce this phenomenal system to the world at large. And so, everybody, if you're sitting, I want you to stand. If you're standing, I want you to bow. My special guest today is Sanu Perra Kepperank. Brother, welcome back to Jawanza for Life. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you back.
Oh, peace and blessings. That's a fool. Great and blessed to be on your show and in your presence, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's truly an honor. Again, let me introduce my co-host with me today is Empress Aquia Chef Natair.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Sanu Perra. Hello. Thank you again for being on Jawanza for Life. We're excited about what the information you're going to bring to us today, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy along with and co-host too, I guess.
Absolutely, my sister. Thank you for having me.
Well, today, my brother, we're going to be talking about of course, Bazi astrology. And for the listeners, again, Sanu Perra comes on every third Tuesday of the month. Write that down, okay? Get your pen, your paper, put it on your refrigerator. It comes on every third Tuesday of the month. And we're going to be talking today about Bazi astrology from the standpoint of Bazi and destiny. Can Bazi or does Bazi astrology foretell your destiny? So, I mean, everybody wants to know why they're here. Everybody wants to know what their destiny is. If they don't know what their destiny is, they want to know what it is. And, you know, a lot of time is spent, a lot of time and energy. I'm sure many people out there have asked the question, why was I born? You know, what's the purpose of all of this? You know, so that is, in effect, what this show is about today, okay? Can Bazi, this awesome, phenomenal system, help you to discover what your destiny is? And astrology and destiny, is it the same? Is it different? So don't be shy. If you have questions, just dial in. If you're online listening, the phone number to dial in to ask your questions is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. And then if you press 1, it will alert me that you have a question and I can bring my guest on. So, brother, let's delve right on into it. First, okay, we're going to be talking about destiny, but I'm sure in Bazi astrology, and can Bazi be a tool used to help to discover or one's destiny or reveal one's destiny? But I guess prior to that, we would first have to ask I would have to ask the question, and maybe we can lay the foundation. Any discussion about destiny, I think, would help to have a discussion, a brief overview of, well, why are we here? You know, what is destiny, and why are we here? Why are we on this planet, and why do we even need to have a discussion of destiny and how that is revealed to us?
Well, yes, this is a show I was looking very much forward to. It is something that, you know, when you look at the astrological systems that we study, a lot of us are looking for, you know, ways to introduce ourselves to insight and information to add value to our life and our life experiences, and also to help us to succeed at the business of life. Life can be a very complex, a very intricate dynamic to navigate. And so to really have a show like this, first of all, is a blessing, and I really thank you and your wife, Aquia Chef Matea, for, you know, having a venue like this where we can discuss and share our insights into this great system.
Thank you.
The topic of destiny is important, right? If you look at the word destiny, it's many times associated with something like Bazi or other astrological systems. And destiny, the word itself, destiny, you know, we have words where we use, you know, fate, you know, destiny, karma. There are these concepts out there that speak to, you know, events or ideas of something that happens to us that is predetermined and inescapable.
Mm-hmm.
There's something where we, you know, on one level, we are looking for insight into purpose. Like, why am I here, you mentioned. You know, is there a way of gaining insight into why am I here? And then there's this other concept of inevitability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy happened, something, it was his fate to experience so-and-so. This person, you know, this happened to them. It was their destiny to be a singer. It was their destiny to, you know, experience some, you know, great performance, etc. We use language like that. And those concepts, the concept of something that happens to us that is beyond our control, something that happens to us that is something that we do not necessarily directly manipulate or navigate, there is such a reality. And it's very important to know that there is such a thing as a destiny. There is such a thing as a series of events that we experience that are beyond our control or that happen outside the scope of us consciously manipulating it. And those events are what we call destiny. So the question becomes, well, if there is such a thing, you know, does Bazi play a role in that? Do astrological systems play a role in that? And, you know, it's a very important thing to navigate, because what I'm finding is as we very critically study these subjects, and I'm sure there are many others in the audience who have put a lot of time and energy and passion into these subjects and sciences, you'll find that there are many tools, many resources that could be doing such great benefit to people's lives, to provide answers, to provide infallible guidance, etc. And they're being misused because of wrong ideas that may have crept into its use. You know, a fork is a phenomenal tool, except if you use it to transfer water from your tub to your sink. You'll find that it won't be very effective.
Right.
You know, a spoon is a great tool unless you use it to try to build a house. The other tools that are, you know, better suited to that. And so we want to make sure that, you know, part of this is to make sure that we have the right understanding and expectation when we look at the beautiful systems of astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So destiny, destination, there's a kin to those two words.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny, from the comedic standpoint, it is akin to your destination. There is such a thing that everybody, regardless of, you know, if you let's look at it from a pure standpoint of just experiences. We could all attest that we've had experiences that maybe seem familiar to us. You know, that there's a familiarity, you know, sometimes we'll call that deja vu. We could all attest that we've had experiences that were very challenging to us. And many people can attest to challenging experiences that may have been a pattern in their life.
Mm-hmm.
We could all attest that there are a set of experiences, whether you knew about astrology or not, you know, we have these patterns to how we approach our jobs, the kind of experiences we have in relationships, the kind of experience we have with our friends, the kind of experiences that we have with people. There is a sense of repetition that begins to occur, patterns, themes in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need a reading to be able to verify that in your life has been a set of experiences that are very common. You know, maybe it's at your job, maybe it's, you know, with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And those experiences become focal point for our lesson. You see, there are certain, every single person can attest to having some experiences, some challenge that they had to navigate to overcome, some challenge that came into their life that served as a major central point for learning lessons and for growth.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a single person that can say that life just dealt them this hand of a stream of no challenge, because that's the one content that we all share. We all, in one way, shape, or form, have some life experiences that we are aligned to very well and can deliver and perform well, and other experiences that challenge us.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that when you want to now find out, well, what is this theme? What is this overlying pattern to my life that defines what we call destiny, meaning those experiences that are there for you to learn key life lessons that lead to your success. That the tool that we use to articulate that are oracles.
Okay.
It is an oracle reading, meaning it is a tool, the device, to communicate with God. That's what an oracle is, to communicate with the wisdom part of your subconscious, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That we go to articulate what is that theme, what is that key life lesson that is a make or break, that is a key to my success in life. And when you get that reading, when you get an oracle reading, that reading is going to speak to, not only is it going to speak to this theme that will tie together a lot of the events in our lives, but it's also going to speak to the one area of our lives that goes beyond our control. You know, if I have a theme, if I am born, and at my time of birth, there is such a thing as a theme, a major area, a pattern that I must, a set of laws, a set of principles that I must master to set the stage for my success in life. If there's such a thing as that, then it is very important that I have experiences that help me to learn those lessons, you see?
Mm-hmm.
If I am to learn the lesson of justice, to be just to others, then there has to be a set of experiences that I have where I have to then now demonstrate, learn, and perform in accordance with the law of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And so destiny is this theme of inevitability is real in that there has to be an inevitable set of experiences that we go through to learn key lessons. There has to be a schedule of events that must occur for me to learn that lesson. I mean, think about it, right? It would be interesting for me to structure a system where I say, you know, you need to learn mathematics and then do not have anything in your experience where you can be educated and learn and demonstrate your knowledge of mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You
true.
See, if I'm here to learn the law of love, then obviously there has to be some experiences that I am, that are in my destiny, that is in my schedule to learn those key lessons. And so that is what the concept of destiny really is. That concept of destiny and the implication of something that is inevitable stems from the fact that there are experiences that we all must have to learn the key lessons that each of us have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have the same destination, right? We all, in that regard, given that we all have shared that there is some theme, even though it's different lessons for each of us, since we all have something in our lives that ties us together, meaning that ties the events in our lives together, to learn and to overcome, to grow, then growth, developing ourselves and growing is a theme that we share in common. And the way the ancient sages in Kemet approached that was to share that we all had a common goal. We all had a common destination. Because regardless, although there were millions of people that always roamed the earth, we all shared in common this need to develop ourselves. We all came in with assets that were clear and evident to everybody. We all came in with deficiencies that became patterns that anybody who knew you long enough could discern without the use of tools and the well-developed, you know, systems of articulating this. Without these systems, you can still know that there are people that you interact with, that you interact with them long enough, you'll see the patterns. You'll see selfishness. You'll see caring and devotion and nurturing. You'll see accommodation. You'll see fear, lust. You'll see these patterns in each other, regardless of whether you had a system to articulate these things to you or not. The thing is that because there is this theme that we all have in common, to grow, to develop ourselves, then we all, in essence, had the same destination. In the ancient mind, the ancient genius of the Kemetic sages, that goal, that destination was metaphorized by a principle called Osir, where Osir represented the completion of the development and cultivation of all of the different faculties and qualities or laws that express themselves in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
This goal, this destination that we all tended to recognize, we all had in many different permutations, some set of themes, experiences that we had to overcome, develop ourselves, grow, to be able to perform in accordance with these various universal principles, became what we call the Osir. So everybody had this Osir, meaning this goal, this destination, to complete themselves, to develop themselves, to be able to overcome and to perform and to meet any experience that life throws to you. That's destiny.
Mm-hmm.
That experience must happen outside the scope of your own will, because when you look at how destiny manifests itself, Lord knows that if you knew the kind of challenges that husband or wife was going to put you through, if you knew in advance the kind of challenges that that child was going to bring into your life to grow you, to cultivate you,
mm-hmm.
to change you and learn you. But if you knew in advance, you know, many of us would have played hooky. If you knew what the test was going to be, many of us would have, you know, got called in sick. or you know, when he came over to your table and asked to speak to you, you would ignore him and ran in the opposite direction, and there would have been an outline shape in the wall with your the shape contour of your body as you ran in the opposite direction. So destiny delivers us experiences that are inevitable, that are a part of our life path so that we can learn key lessons. So the question becomes, how did Bazi and other astrological systems become integrated into this concept of destiny, meaning this mm-hmm. concept of some experience that we were predetermined to have that is inescapable?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a step back to look at what Bazi is. Bazi is an energy science. The word Bazi speaks to eight characters. The word Ba means eight, and Z is characters. So Bazi is a word that was phrased to focus your attention on the eight characters, meaning the eight modes of energy that are at the central configuration of your life force when you are born.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a life force body that gets imprinted with one of a set of different modes of energy. There are some modes of energy that we label as water, other modes of energy that we label as fire, other as earth, as metal, as wood, and so forth, and so on. These are different phases and modes of energy, each with their own qualities, attributes, and so on. And when you look at Bazi is a system that articulates how your life force is configured at birth and imprinted with the condition of those different phases of energy at the time that you were born. And this system has evolved over hundreds, if not thousands, of years. It has been the same, and I'm speaking in a certain kind of way that I want to demystify. I want to bring it into a way of thinking that we all can relate to, that if you did not have Bazi, you will still know that there is an alpha type. You will still know that there are these themes and patterns to how people tend to function.
Okay.
And that all Bazi has been is sages and wise scientists and men and women over time have developed a way of systematizing and articulating with great deadly accuracy the expression of these energies on our life force and in our lives. It's just a way of systematizing it, no more than, you know, understanding the different parts of your body and that we all have patterns and similarities to our physiology, and somebody came along and systematized a way of defining, describing,
understanding the interrelationships of the different functional dynamics within the body. Does that make sense to you? It's the same thing. But what happened is over time, these people that look to the stars or look to these energies and how they express themselves, they saw over time patterns that became very predictable, patterns that became very repetitive and redundant. You see that?
Yes.
If I am observing the stars and I can see that the sun comes out, and then after time passes, the moon comes out or nighttime happens, and that this happens over and over again, that's just a simplification of saying that, I see there's a predictable pattern here, and that there's certain qualities about the night that are peculiar and unique to the nighttime, and there's other qualities that are peculiar and unique to the daytime. And so in astrology, in Bazi, there is this understanding that, you know, calendars, you know, were erected to help people to document the predictable and cyclical repetition of the phases of energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You see that? There is this understanding that, as a matter of fact, that's where, you know, those of us that really are studying this, we have to go back now and reevaluate calendars. That's a very important book to really put infallible insight into what it is that we have. Everyone has a calendar on our cell phone. We have a calendar in our house, and we have this calendar that articulates days of the week and et cetera, not understanding that calendars was a tool, a device that was used to document the different phases of the celestial progression of energies or of planets or of phases of energy, et cetera. It was a way of documenting the repetitive cycles of modes of energy. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? So that people can use this for predictive nature. You see, if I have an energy of water, and I got a lot of water in my life force configuration, in my Bazi, then that means that I have an abundance of energy to contribute to the water expression.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have too much water, that water is going to express itself at the expense of something else. I'm going to find myself living a very unbalanced life. I'm going to find myself succeeding in some areas and not succeeding in others because I have too much water and not enough of something else. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And so in my life, I can understand that anytime life is going to strengthen water in me, that could be, I can have very predictable results, for better or for worse, about what will happen in me if my already strong water gets strengthened even more. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, in anticipation of what I will do about it, I would want a calendar. I would want a way of predicting, oh my gosh, when are these water periods coming about? Because I noticed that every time the water periods come around, I get a little crazy. I get a little cuckoo in the head. I get a little oversensitive. I get a little, you know, stuff starts to happen in my life. You know, every time the moon is full, I get a little something. I get a little, you know, if there's these patterns that come about, I'd want to know when those patterns are coming. And that's when the calendars came in. And
okay,
the calendar became a way for me to be able to predict, to know this is this schedule, this is the progression of these energies, and then I can, with great accuracy, anticipate the types of challenges that I will be confronted with. And this notion of looking forward at a schedule of energies and how it would interact with my life force became misconfused with destiny.
Mm.
This notion of a schedule of a cycle of energy, a cycle of, you know, we know that Monday is followed by Tuesday. Forget about the fact that the seven day, week is part of a system of progression of energies. Let's not get into that. Let's just focus on the fact that you know that Monday is followed by Tuesday, Tuesday is followed by Wednesday, and that is so forth and so on, and that if it's Sunday, you know the next day is going to be Monday. So if you know if Monday is going to be a day that is going to contribute to a certain energetic qualities within you, for better or for worse, you can prepare for it, no more or less than you prepare for upcoming, you know, rainy day or snow day. If you know in advance that something is coming, then you can prepare for it. You can do something about it. And that is where the ideas got confused a bit. Because people began to confuse the fact that you know that Monday is coming up and you know that Monday has a certain way of interacting with your energies. They began to call it destiny, meaning that this idea of inevitability creeped into the astrological system. But what we know about astrology is energy. Any astrological system is all about understanding and characterizing the expression of energies, influences on your persona, your performance, and your life experiences. We know that. Regardless of what system is out there, there's some systems that focus on the position of the planet, measuring the electromagnetic energies and that are coming from the celestial planet and its impact on the life force of the Earth and its impact on the life force of everyone on the planet. That is one systemic approach. Biology doesn't focus on that. Biology just focuses on the different phases of energy of the Earth itself and its expression within our persona. But whatever the system is, it is focused on energy. And when it's focused on energy, there is always a part of how you and I and anyone on this call is composed that goes beyond energy. Biology and astrology can articulate to you with deadly accuracy the involuntary response, the uncultivated response, the unnurtured response to an event. That's what biology can do. If you are uncultivated, if you don't know that you have the freedom to choose, to change, to redirect, then you can say that if I take my hand off the steering wheel, biology is going to give me some destiny because it's going to be some inevitable challenges in my future. But we know that we come to these systems not to know what doom and demise lies ahead for us. We come to be able to know in advance what are the conditions of my life force and how will it interact with these cycles that a calendar reveals so that I can prepare for it, so that I can do something about it, so that I can balance my life force, so that I can use the different systems like feng shui and qigong and meditation and so forth and energy and crystals, all of these, you know, aromatherapy, all of these are sciences and systems that talk to manipulating and cultivating my life force, my energy, by how it affects and manipulates and adjusts and modifies and modulates that energy. All of these are sciences, meditation, qigong, feng shui, etc., that articulate how you can change energy. For what? So that you can change what is happening in your future. So if you can change what's happening and how your imprinted life force is interacting with the cycles of the Earth. And that is so, where we separate the concept of destiny from astrology.
So let's say, for example, you have somebody that gets a chart done, and they're looking at the whatever the chart reveals, and they see that in a 10-year period, that their health is fine, their health looks good or whatever, but there might not be a lot of wealth going on, okay? Now, because this is something that you can prepare for, again, like you mentioned, it's not to look at something and say, okay, this gloom and doom is you've got to experience this gloom and doom, but there are going to be some inevitable situations, experiences outside of your control that you're going to have to deal with. Now, because energy can be manipulated, you're not saying then that these experiences or reactions that the Bazi chart may reveal are engraved in stone, because I'm asking, this is actually a question, that let's say, for example, you take somebody and they're looking at their 10-year period, the next 10-year period, and it looks like the money's not coming in. There are certain things, because energy can be manipulated, that they can do to actually create a situation within their life force that can ultimately help that situation?
Absolutely. Man was endowed and gifted with free will. That concept is not well articulated in our everyday society. The fact that we have free will, that we can perceive of things in our midst and that are yet to come and do something about it, that we are not doomed to have to not address things that are coming up in our midst. See?
Mm-hmm.
If I come into a cycle that promises by its interaction of my energy that I will have wealth challenges, it is not for me to say, oh my gosh, let me shoot myself. I ain't going to have no money. If I ain't going to have no money, I ain't going to have no honey. If I ain't going to have no honey, I ain't going to have a good life. It's not for us to say that. Every man, woman, and child has the same potential to live a good life. But when we come across a cycle where, let's say, our wealth, it predicts that our wealth energy is going to be a challenge, that is where the spiritual systems really kick in. This spiritual system or success system, that is the moment that they shine, because the meditations that we do, the work that we do to cultivate ourselves is so that we can manifest whatever life needs are, regardless of what those cycles are. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that at some point, wouldn't it be comforting to know that at some point each of us can develop to the point where if we need money, if we need resources, that regardless of what cycle we're in, we can evolve ourselves to the point where we can do something to attract to us the wealth opportunities that we need, the resources that we need, etc., regardless of what cycle you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That if you need friends, some of us can't buy a friend to save our lives, can't produce what we need to produce or to attract to ourselves the help and insight that we need. But the whole goal of these success systems is to help us to be able to achieve an outcome beyond the material circumstances we are dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we call spiritual power.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual power is our ability to do beyond the material circumstances presented.
Mm-hmm.
You see? When we are activating a set of outcomes beyond what Earth is delivering to us. You see that? No matter whether it be friends or resources or limitations, that we have the ability, we are endowed with the ability to overcome those circumstances. And see, that free will gets lost in astrological systems, because the whole point of us being able to succeed stems from the fact that we are free. That when that energy, you know, attracts to us some circumstance that will not be beneficial, we can peacefully and joyfully cultivate ourselves and manipulate the energies to affect the outcome and to change the result.
Mm.
That is what we're here to do. Some of us have an energy configuration to make it very practical. We have an energy configuration that makes us less than sociable. We have an energy configuration that, you know, you walk into a room and your mind is flooded with all of these ideas of insecurity and discomfort and, you know, with speaking to people and, you know, and we try to say something and everything that comes out of our mouth, people respond negatively to, and they run in the opposite direction, they get insulted. You know, some people just have a genius for insulting people, for just having the right knack to say the wrong things at the right time all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That person's configuration does not make them destined to fail in social situations. It makes them configured to bring them certain types of challenges that they then have the free will to change, to correct, to balance out. You see that?
Good.
And to change. And so Ba-Z is not necessarily destiny. Ba-Z reveals to us what are the kinds of events that we will encounter along the way to our destination.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me explain that, right? Let's just say my destiny, everyone has the same destiny. We covered that at the beginning. In one way, shape, or form, everyone has this destiny to cultivate ourselves into complete beings, right? So that we can encounter any situation in life and bring to it, you know, what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's destiny is to complete themselves. We get that. But to complete themselves, we all have different pieces of the puzzle. One person's pieces of the puzzle might lend them to have to learn the lesson of destiny to complete themselves. I mean, learn the lesson of spiritual power to complete themselves. Another person might have to learn the principle of justice, right? Someone else has to learn the lesson of, you know, sharing and selflessness. And let's just say you've come to learn the lesson of justice. That lesson of justice can be learned through many different paths. On one hand, I can learn the lesson of justice by constantly attracting to myself people that are going to, you know, take advantage of me, abuse me, you know, take antagonistic positions to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can learn that lesson of justice by having the kind of path where I will be tempted to step on and achieve things at the expense of others. Some of us have that kind of path, right? I can learn the lesson of justice by having to overcome my fears, right? Or by having some strong loss that I experience. You know, somebody who rapes my child or, you know, kills my relative.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to now learn that lesson. All of those different paths all lead to the same destination, to learn to manifest the proper attitude and action as it relates to the principle of justice. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it's the same destination, but there's different paths. And along that path, as I navigate to that destination, there are experiences. And if I was in a car driving somewhere, I'd be looking at my dashboard and all at my input, you know, mechanisms to give me input, feedback into what's happening in front of me so that I can navigate. I can steer my wheel. You know, I can steer to the left, steer to the right. And that is what astrology fits into the whole picture, because you have your destiny, where your destination is, which is revealed to you by the oracle. That is the vehicle that you learn, that reveals to you your destiny. Now, I have to say this, that there are some people that are very strongly convinced that they have intuited their destiny. And that could be the case. It couldn't be the case. We don't always know, because the vehicle of intuition in everybody is not always cultivated. The vehicle of intuition in everybody could be operating on different parts of their faculties. you know, sometimes you could bump your head, you know, have the energy rub a certain kind of way, have certain poisons in your diet, and it affects this dynamic that we are looking at when we talk about intuition.
Yes,
so
sir.
Rather than refer to something that is hit or miss to reveal to us destiny, we are blessed to know that God gave us a tool called oracles to objectively and impartially articulate to us destiny. And for that, I say, thank God, trois de terre, that we have a way of knowing infallibly what our purpose, meaning, and key destination life lessons are that we've come in to learn. But that destination that the oracle reveals is where we're going. How we're getting there and what we're going to experience along the way is what Bazi helps us to articulate. You'll find that if you look at your destiny reading, for those of us who have been blessed to be in a position to obtain our destiny reading, you can actually get an oracle reading to do that. We have spiritual readings where there are people trained all over the world who can deliver such a service very inexpensively for like under $30 or so. And if people are interested in getting that, you know, they can go to www.chawinetwork.com and get a destiny reading to understand what their destiny is. But once you get that reading, you'll find that once you also get your Bazi chart, the chart that shows your energy configuration, that energy configuration sheds light on that destiny. It sheds light into the how you're going to get there. It sheds light into the what are the kind of experiences that will show along the way. You see, if I'm in the Titanic and I know what my destination is, Bazi can help articulate where the icebergs are, where the storms are, where the, you know, the turbulent waters are, what are the kind of events that I'm going to navigate to that destination that is going to cultivate me. And then, yes, I can now, not to avoid those things, but to learn how to cultivate my energy, my life force, to navigate those situations successfully.
Well,
so
brother,
is not death. Yes, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, somebody, you said something that sparked a question. Somebody has a question for you. Are you ready to take a phone call, or did you want to finish?
Of course, of course.
Okay, we've got, I'm going to come to you right now. I'm going to call the last four digits of your phone number, 1269. You're on the air with Sanu Parah. 1269, welcome to Jawanza for Life. Okay, they changed their mind. Okay, well, if you have a question, again, all you have to do is press 1, and I will bring you on board, okay? 1269, if you change your mind and you want to ask your question, just press 1 again, and then I will bring you back on board. Brother, I'm sorry, you were about to elaborate a bit further?
No, yeah, I was just trying to, my aim today was to make sure that we understand what value we get from the astrological systems. Because, you know, there are people that approach the kind of input and insight they get from the astrology as if that is how, that is who they are and how they're going to be and what's going to happen. And if that's the case, it's very unfair, because there's some people that are born with Rolls Royce Lamborghini energy configurations, and some of us got the hoopty picture. We pulled that hoopty
right.
picture out of this bag. And our job is not to say, oh, woe is me because I got the hoopty, but to transform that hoopty into the Lamborghini. I'm just using Lamborghini because I don't know cars, and I think Lamborghini is supposed to be a good car and fast-going and full of features. And some of us have a car that's less feature-friendly.
Right.
And so if I was born with a lot of imbalances in my energy, a lot of deficiencies to overcome, a lot of, you know, afflictions in my configuration of my life force, does that mean that I am, quote-unquote, destined to a horrible life? No. if left uncultivated, yes, I'm going to experience, I'm going to have a tendency, listen to me carefully, if left uncultivated with that hoopty, I'm going to be subject to the hoopty tendencies in my life force. So that hoopty is going to break down at the side of the road. I'm going to get breakdown challenges, health challenges. I'm going to have stress challenges. I'm going to have these imbalances in my life that affect me. If left uncultivated, meaning if I don't cultivate myself to not rely on the involuntary suggestions that that configuration will present to me, if I don't exercise my will, then my success will be affected by the hoopty picture. That doesn't mean that that's an unfair picture for you. It just means that for your destination, for you to get where you needed to go to learn the lessons that you needed to learn how to get there in a hoopty. You needed to
I was going to, if I may just ask this, because then that back to free will, because let's say, for example, somebody gets, even if you don't have your chart done, it's still what it is. You know what I mean? Just because somebody does not have their chart done, the energy configuration, correct me if I'm wrong, is still what it is. Whether you know what the energy configuration or not, is in this particular instance not of importance, because it is what it is. So if I never had my chart done, my energy configuration would still be whatever it is, you know, whether I had it done or not. It is what it is. But because of free will, then I have every opportunity to find out what it is. Is my train of thinking correct? I have every opportunity, because I do have free will, so I can't say that, well, this isn't fair. You know, I had an energy configuration that led me towards, you know, having a hoopty experience, but I didn't know anything about Bozzy, you know. Nobody ever told me anything about Bozzy. If I'd have known about Bozzy, I'd have had my chart done and I could have done something about it. But because I have free will, I could easily have made certain connections, picked up certain books, you know, listened to certain broadcasts that would have you know, giving me information on how I could affect my energy to then invariably make my life that much better. Am I on the right path here?
Absolutely. Because you have free will, you have the freedom to impact what will happen and how you perform. Mm-hmm. You do not have to rely on how you were configured at birth to dictate your successes and failures. And that's what happens. Because because a system like Bozzy isn't a household name, everybody out there is still trying to succeed. You're still trying to make decisions. You're still trying to perform in your jobs and your relationships and with your children as parents and so on. Nobody says, oh my God, I don't have Bozzy. Let me stop trying to do the business called life. But you end up just, you know, like I like to say, you're kind of playing Russian roulette. You're kind of operating without, you know, you're operating in the dark without your tools to guide you. Mm-hmm. That could be a very dangerous proposition. Some of us make decisions that take 10, 15, 20 years to undo. That's a lot of time to devote to wrong decisions. Some of us have known for 10, 20, 30 years there is a quality about us that is less than auspicious. That's a long time to try to be successful with those deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Your free will gives you the freedom to know that you do not have to be that way. You can make a change to how you are configured. How do you think? How do you approach your life? You can affect that to your success. That's what the freedom of the will endows us. It endows us the ability to affect our successes. Without it, people still will succeed, but that's rolling the dice. If that's how you want to live life, by the roll of the dice, that's you. Me, I like to have more control over my success and minimize failures. So for Bozzy, Bonzi is the roadmap. It is the device, the tool, the system to articulate exactly what's happening so that I can make the change. It's just like, to use an analogy, it's just like, you know, medicine. Without medicine, I can know I don't feel well. I can know, look, I got a headache. I got pain and it's in my head. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't have a way of understanding what I did or what is contributing to that condition, but I know I got a headache. And I know I want to do something about it. But then somebody steps in and says, let me, you know, with this system of medicine that we've developed, let me do an X-ray. An X-ray looks at the underlying causes. Now I can pinpoint your headache is coming from this that you were doing, from this that you ate, from this imbalance in your body. And now you have the freedom to do something about it, about that headache. It's the same thing with Bonzi. Your life force is configured to deliver to you assets and liabilities. If you have the ornery type of tendency about you and how you relate to others, you don't have to just accept that this is who you are. You are free to change, to correct, to modify your life force. As a matter of fact, not only are you free, but it is your responsibility. Because you interact with others. You are interrelated to the other people around you. You are not on an island. Every one of us has come in with deficiency and strengths. And we are not on an island. It is our responsibility to not subject the entire world and everyone we interact with to our deficiency. It is our responsibility and to achieve that responsibility we were given free will, so that we don't have to just be subject to failing over and over again by acting out of whatever energy brings us.
Wow. Everybody, you're listening to Sanu Parah Keparang, and he is breaking this thing down. And we still have a few minutes. If you have a question about Bonzi, astrology, destiny, purpose, press 1. If you're online, dial this number, 347-324-5727, then press 1. 347-324-5727. If you're already dialed in by phone, all you have to do is press 1. So let me ask you a question until somebody else decides they want to ask a question. It's concerning, well, purpose. Two questions. One is concerning purpose, and the other is compassion. I'll start with the compassion first. This system, Bonzi, after hearing what I've heard so far, seems like for a lot of people, if they're not a compassionate person, that just even understanding Bonzi would make them compassionate, because you would understand that people's energy configuration is what it is. It's that snapshot that was taken at birth. And so if a person, if you happen to see patterns like you see, like you mentioned earlier, over time you get to know somebody, even if you don't know anything about Bonzi, you know that a person might tend to be a little selfish, or a person might tend to be a little hot-headed or whatever. You understand that there's an energy configuration behind that expression, that energy expression, that is lending this person towards this particular energy manifestation in the individual, and that's why you might see particular behaviors manifest over and over and over again. And whereas in the past you might have been a bit judgmental of the person, now you understand that they, as well as yourself, has an energy configuration that lends itself towards a particular expression, correct?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the things that I always promote when talking about Bonzi is how it can help contribute to our understanding of each other. And understanding is a key ingredient of our compassion. You see, if I saw somebody behaving erratic, jumping all over the place, you know, kicking things over, and I just saw that behavior alone, I might say, oh, this person is uncouth. But then if someone came over to me and whispered, you know, this person has an illness, this person has, you know, this kind of mental disorder, then I say, oh, I see, I understand. And I would, the same behavior, I would interpret it differently. I would look at that person knowing that they're functioning the way they're functioning because there is a physical illness that is contributing to their behavior. It's the same thing with Bazi, except that Bazi does not only help us give insight into the physical behavior, it helps us give insight into the emotional and the mental behaviors that we exhibit as well. Where our tendencies, our imbalances, our ways of functioning are contributed to by this life force configuration and the imbalances in our energy. And that just as knowing that a person had a mental illness can support our compassion of their behavior, so too can your knowledge of your body, of your loved one, contribute to the compassion as well. Because once you know that your husband, your wife, your child, your mother, your grandmother, your father, and so on, your friends, that these people have functioned the way they functioned because they were operating out of an energy without being educated on how to do something about it. You see that? It's not only that they had these energy imbalances, but which one of us went to school and learned Bazi along with our ABCs? Once you understand that Bazi plays such a pivotal role in your success, it should have been a part of a curriculum. So that just like math, just like reading and writing, Bazi would be an everyday tool that we all use to navigate life as an adult and succeed. But we didn't learn these things. And knowing that people have been subject to these imbalances without being taught what to do about it and how they can affect it, we all need to be compassionate. Every single person needs to be compassionate to the people around them. And a lot of times we nurture a lot of negative ideas about each other, whether it be other races, other types of people, other cultures, other classes, whatever kind of lines, divisional lines have been drawn in the sand. We all have, in some way, shape, or form, out of misunderstanding, drew some pretty negative conclusions. Whether it be somebody who's across the world in another part of the world, or someone in our own midst and backyard. And tools like Bazi play an important role in helping us to overcome that. I mean, if you look, there are many misunderstandings that one race of people has had about another, one class of people has had about another, and somehow life navigated for those people to have to interact. Over time, you said, wait a minute, they weren't that bad after all. Oh, wait a minute, they got some good qualities. You know, there was points in time when African-American people could not, you know, perform certain places and sit in certain places. And once people started to interact, you said, oh, Jay-Z is not a bad dude. He's cool. Oh, black folks can sing and dance. Oh, we have these qualities that we share in common. Oh, and the misunderstandings have had opportunities to fall by the wayside. What I'm saying is that these lines of division that we tend to accept about each other and then to use to think negatively about each other needs a tool, an objective tool to see, oh, this is what contributes to the ways that we function. And that is why I've set a mission to make sure that Bazi is a household name. I've been able to use Bazi to completely transform my financial picture, my life. I've used it to guide and navigate how I raise my children. And I think every single human being needs Bazi to be a household name and a part of their tool belt to help them to succeed.
This information is so powerful, and I encourage everybody to tune in every third Tuesday Brother Sanu Parah Kepuranc is going to be my special guest. He's going to be back. Okay, so put this, write this down, stick it on your refrigerator. Okay, he's going to be my special guest. Every third Tuesday, we're going to be talking about a different aspect of Bazi astrology. I had another question. I know we're a little over the hour. Do I have time for one more question?
Of course, my brother.
Okay. This is concerning purpose. A lot of people, and it's almost become new agey, to use the term purpose. You know, you need to find your purpose, and you need to be on purpose, and, you know, so forth. And you mentioned earlier in the discussion about how people will, in oftentimes, many cases, try to intuit, you know, their purpose, their reason for being, and that there is a system out here or systems out here that you can actually get the answer without hitting and missing. But when it comes to purpose and Bazi, okay, so would purpose be synonymous with your destination? I mean, because, again, once you say, okay, my destination, for example, we'll just use, I'll use myself. I have a Haruka Huti Atep destiny reading, okay? Now, that's my destination. That's the lessons that I have to learn. But my purpose, okay, could be something, that's the lesson. So my purpose is, in reality, I would guess, is to realize that destination. That's truly what my purpose is. But somebody might say, oh, my purpose is to play basketball, or my purpose is to work with children, or my purpose is to sing in the choir, or you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Every man and woman and child are born endowed with certain talents, certain skills, and experiences that they're going to have. And the key thing about purpose is there is an implied value and meaning that we're looking to when we talk about purpose. Meaning, it's not just that, what is this inevitable thing that's going to happen to me, but what is my purpose? What role am I supposed to play? What is going to add meaning and value to my life? You'll find some people will say that. I mean, I know I've heard people say to me and mention to others, is this it? Am I just here to go to school and raise 1.5 kids and get a house and a loan? Like, there has to be another value to why I'm going through all of these. When I look at the big picture of my life, what is the value and meaning of what it is that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis? And that does connect into your destiny, you see? To know that, you know, that value and purpose that I add, that is a part of it. Because the destiny, the destination is not necessarily the end of your life. It is the accomplishment of the milestone. Now, let me say to you, a destination could be to get a degree as a such and such. But once you get the degree, your life doesn't end. You've hit a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, now, with that degree, armed with the lessons that you've learned in that degree, you can still do something. You see that?
Yes.
Now, that I can still do something, that purpose that you're speaking to, the value and meaning that I can then now add, is articulated through another reading. You know, I can ask God, you know, in addition to this destiny, what purpose? Now, what role do you want me to play? Right? In other words, graduation, now you want to go out and go to work. I went to school. God, I went to school called life, and I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I got my incarnation objective degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of work should I do? And the way we articulate that, the way Rabbi Ephraim Men, the first Shechem of Shechem, and his great wisdom has taught us to understand this, is we do a separate reading on, you know, what role are we to play in the divine plan? Because your incarnation, the destination reading that we've been speaking about, are the school. It's the curriculum to learn the key lessons to cultivate yourself as a divine being, meaning as a complete being, what we would call Osir. Another tradition, they would say Obatalai, and so forth and so on. But once you have completed your being, that doesn't have to be a, you know, I'm 120 years old, now I die. That's like saying, oh, I've graduated. And guess what? Once you've graduated, once you've achieved the milestone, you can still do something. There's still life to live. And so the question then becomes, okay, now here I am, this perfected being. I can do anything. God, what do you want me to do to help contribute to the divine plan? Because it is a plan that is above any one person's life path. There is a plan. There is a plan that God has for this earth that goes beyond each and every one of us, and we better hitch our wagon and get on board. So the question humbles us to find out what is the purpose, what is the value and meaning that I'm going to provide to this earth. And that might be, once you've learned the principles of justice, you might be off in media doing something. You might be off doing something completely different. And that divine plan reading helps to articulate that to you. The reality is that the stuff that we're speaking about, there's some people whose lives they will never organize to the point where they graduate and then can play a role in the divine plan. There's some people that, despite having a curriculum given to them, they're going to drop out of school. They're going to just fool around. Some people go to school to fool around, you know. Some people just are not going to choose to do something about it. No matter what you can tell them about their picture, they're just not going to do something to affect their life for the better. But many of us aspire to leave this planet and be remembered for something, to leave this planet and to know that our purpose was served, that we did something of value. And that is how I have understood your question, and that is why I'm commenting the way I have on what we have in our disposal to help us to do that. Bazi does not play a role in that. Bazi plays a role in articulating how our life force is configured and what work we have to do to balance it so that in whatever purpose we are serving it with a balanced, complete being. That is what Bazi gives us. But once we get to that point where we have graduated, we've completed our being, I don't care what's in my schedule of events that the earth is going to present. I am a divine being. I have now gone beyond Bazi. I am a divine being. I am a complete being. There's no cycle that you can give to me that I cannot master. There's no challenge that you bring to me that will cause me stress. There's no pain in my life. There's no suffering. So every single moment is a moment of peace and joy. If I am a divine complete being, what need do I have to know whether there's a wealth cycle in my midst or an alpha cycle? I can choose as a divine being to ride these waves, or if I need to go in this direction to serve my purpose, then I will manufacture that energy myself.
I love it. I love it. Brother, now I know after this interview, there's somebody that wants to know more and learn more. How can they, if there are going to be any classes, workshops coming up that you'd like to let the listeners or make the listeners aware of? Because I'm sure after this interview, they want to know, I want to either get my chart done or I want to take some classes, whether it's online, you know. anything coming up that the listeners need to be aware of? How could they get in contact if they want to learn more, if they want to take BOSI classes to become certified? Can you share that information?
Absolutely. We have launched a website, www.TauiNetwork.com. That is T-A-U-I Network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.com. And that website is where we have produced and displayed a number of products and services that can help either introduce a person to BOSI or meditation or getting a spiritual reading on their destiny, etc., or to learn deeper to become a practitioner themselves. BOSI is a phenomenal and very affluent and wealthy type of service because it is something that everybody needs and most people don't even know about. And that's a cha-ching moment. So
right.
We have books to help a person if they want to start to learn about the BOSI system itself. You can get your BOSI chart on that website, www.TauiNetwork.com. You go to the services link, and you'll see a link where you can purchase a BOSI chart. There are consultations that you can get where if you just want to speak to an expert, we are certifying people as experts so that they can help analyze your life force for you to give you insight into your career, your personality, your relationships, your strategies in business, etc. And some of us want to actually become certified. Some of us want to master and learn this phenomenal system to enhance our current professional careers, whether it be as a teacher, a psychologist, a doctor, a fitness trainer. You'll be surprised how many different careers can be enhanced with adding a tool like BOSI to your tool belt. We're launching our certification training this month to teach people the system that I'm articulating and the details of it. And if there are people that are interested in that, I will offer my email address, S-A-N-U, Sanu, P-E-R-A, Para, Sanu Para at gmail.com. Just send me an email, and I will give you the details of the launch of our upcoming professional certification program. We're launching two certification programs. One is BOSI certification, so you can become a certified astrologer, and the other is our meditation certification taught by Rao Nefarman himself, so you can become a meditation coach. We're very excited about those two programs. We put months into its development. I put 20 years into its cultivation. And we are ready and aimed in a very professional, polished, you know, manner to deliver to people a way of learning these things right online. Wherever you are in the world, in the country, you'll be able to come online and learn either entry-level courses in these things, whether it be the Oracles or BOSI, or professional-level training in meditation, BOSI, and beyond. www.TauiNetwork.com is the website where you'll go to browse and get access to these services, books, and training.
You know, brother, this information is so, so powerful, and I encourage everybody that's listening to go back and listen to this interview again. And I'm going to even say, and again, because I know I am. This interview is so powerful. I mean, when you're listening to shows, and sometimes you might have just tuned in late. You might not have caught it from the beginning. So I'm going to encourage everybody. You invariably, we miss something that we thought we got. You know, so if you go back and listen to it again, you're going to get something that you didn't get the first time. And then listen to it again, because you're going to get something else that you didn't get the first time. You know, brother, again, I want to thank you for all of the work that you're doing to spread this system. Thank you for being my guest. I mean, you really, really broke it down. And I can't wait to go back to listen to it again, because I know that this is food for me. And Aquarius Chef Natera is here. Did you enjoy this show?
Absolutely, as always. And the more I listen, the more I get understanding. Mm-hmm. So thank you again. And, you know, just the way that you deliver the information is just it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just want to thank you again, and I'm so happy you're on our show.
I appreciate you both, and thank you for having us and for really making a vehicle where we can give these type of wonderful insights and topics to the people at large. It is a great service, a value that you're doing. And I will just add that there are many people that are on the line that are studying themselves, you know, definitely as we do our future shows, this can become where you can share. You know, I'm coming after sharing my insights into the subject. I'm sure there are others who are studying astrology, studying Bazi, studying meditation. Definitely I would love to hear from you so that we can work together. This is our time to work together to make sure that everyone can deliver themselves to learn and be exposed to these great topics. Thank you so much, Chef Santerre and Jawanda. I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. And again, that was a great idea. And I encourage everybody as well to, you know, if you're taking the classes, and you've witnessed the power of Bazi, okay, this is an opportunity for you to call in and speak with Brother Sanu Parai and to share your experiences with the other people that are listening as well. Have a few announcements before we go. I just want to make sure that everybody is aware, again, that Brother Sanu Parai comes on every third Tuesday of the month. That's every third Tuesday. We're going to be discussing a different aspect of Bazi. Write that down. Mark your calendars. He's been on several times, so you can go back in the archives. We have an archive system that you can go back and listen to these shows. Again, if you missed them, this show is going to be available for you to listen to. If you know somebody that maybe could not make it to this particular show, let them know they didn't miss it. There's an archive. And so approximately a half hour after this show, then the archives will be up and they'll be able to listen. Also, just recently interviewed Shechem Reshechem Ra'un Nefer Amen on his brand new book, Stress Free for Life. Okay, that is in the archives. Okay, so you want to definitely go back if you missed that interview. Very, very powerful interview again on Shechem Reshechem's brand new book, Stress Free for Life. It's in the archives. Go back and check that out. Also, Brother Orwa Hehimetura in Comet is a regular guest on Jawanda for Life. He's been doing the 11 Laws of God, and we're down to the Law of Geb. Okay, so as soon as his schedule will allow for it, we'll connect and we'll bring him back on, and we'll be discussing the Law of Geb. Also, if you missed the Atefu conference, okay, then I want you to go back and check this show out. I interviewed, thank God, it was a very, very powerful interview. It was Orwa Tahuti Kamau. This was leading up to the Atefu conference, and he was discussing what they were going to be discussing at the Atefu conference for men, and that was a very, very powerful, powerful interview. That's in the archives. You can go back and check that out. Okay, also, we've got another one. Now, recently, just interviewed Shechem, gosh, now the name escapes me. Shechem Tepraim Sa'ad. And we were discussing a vital and healthy brain. And that was a very, very, very powerful interview. Okay, they had just done it was leading up to a workshop that they were doing in Washington, D.C. And this was prior to that workshop. And this was a very, very powerful interview. Again, that was with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah, talking about a healthy and vital brain. That is also in the archives. So, everybody, scroll down the archives. All you got to do is scroll through. You'll find it. If you're interested in the Osirian initiation, well, there's an interview with Hekshemsu Haru Shechemeb Neter. That's also in the archives, okay? So we've got tons and tons of shows that you'll be very, very interested in and can grow from. Check out the archives. And, again, tell a friend about Jawanda for Life. Every third Tuesday, my special guest is going to be Brother Sanu Parai. Sanu Parai, brother, you broke it down today. This was a very, very powerful interview, my brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say, I just got to say, because the Spirit is encouraging me, I just got to give my propers that I was born in a time to be so blessed to be nurtured by my spiritual teacher. I'm sure there are many sages out there, many wise people that have dedicated their lives to the call
I just got to give a shout out to Rhonda from In the First for helping me to nurture me all of these years that I may even be in a position to give an interview like today. So, a shout out to my sage.
Understand, and I will give a shout out to him as well because it is because of the information that he has brought and that he has shared so willingly with us, for all of the books, for all of the lectures, for all of his shows that he's done. I mean, I'm humbled to have had the opportunity to speak with him on several occasions, and all of the people that I just named in the archives, from Porwahehi Meturan Comet to Shechem Tep Raim Sa'ad to Orwa Tahuti Kamal to yourself to Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ab Neter, for all of the Orwas and the Shechems and Orwats and Shechems, you know, it is because of this great sage that, you know, I've had the opportunity to interview his students who are going forth and sharing the wisdom that he has taught to them. And as a result of it, this planet is better. And I agree with you, just to be living in the time, there's such a time that this individual is on the planet with us, you know, it's truly an honor. And so I say, Anetarak to Shechem Meshechem, if he's listening. And brother, again, I give my props to you and just for all of the work that you're doing. May Neter continue to bless you to keep bringing it forth, brother, because we benefited today.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Everybody, that was Sanu Pura. My name is Juwanza. You're listening to Juwanza for Life. I truly appreciate your time. Until the next time, Etapu.